Hey everybody, I'm Dakini Leah.
And I'm Ticey Belcastro.
And you are listening to the Sensual Woman Podcast, a conversation between two sensual women
on how to be a sensual woman. Let's get into it.
Alrighty, Ticey, I'm so glad to be here having this conversation with you because you are somebody I deeply appreciate. But before we get into it, let's just tell people who we are. I am Dakini Leah. I'm a certified Tantra educator. I'm a certified meditation teacher and a psychology professional, and I help people use sacred sexual energy for healing, intimacy, and self-development. So tell them about you, Ticey.
Okay. Well, I just to return, you know, I also deeply appreciate this experience with you. So love to be here having this conversation. So I'm Ticey Belcastro, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in private practice. And I help people to unlock and free themselves to be their whole self, be who they really are.
Oh, that's beautiful. So let's talk about what is a sensual woman, and then we'll go into chapter two and talk about why it's important to be one. And finally, chapter three, what's in the way of being a sensual woman? So what do you think a sensual woman is, Ticey?
I think a sensual woman is someone who knows who she is and is aware of her senses. She senses her world and senses others. She knows her own value.
Yes. I think when we're saying the word sensual, it's really important that a woman be in touch with her senses, the things that she can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. And as we become aware of all of those things, we become aware of how they reflect who we really are in the world. It's kind of a wonderful little mystery that happens. And it helps us to be an empowered woman in the world when we can begin right there with just our senses.
I connect to that very much.
Yeah. So when a sensual woman understands the power of her senses, I think another hallmark is that she puts her contentment first. I mean, she understands that in order to be who she is in the world, she has to take all that sensory information and focus it on herself. And from that place, then she becomes an empowered person.
And I would say self-responsible as well. And as we were talking about before, and you know, you added some good things to, in our culture, it seems that, you know, when somebody talks about putting themselves first, it's like they're being selfish. And you were differentiating between being selfish and being self-responsible or in self-care.
Yes. The sensual woman takes very good care of herself. She fills up her own cup first. And that's the only way that we can really love other people. We can be in love with life and be of service to others. First, we got to take care of ourselves. You got to do yourself first.
Yes.
For sure. I also think that a sensual woman is really in touch with her life force energy, or you might call it chi, or sacred sexual energy, or kundalini, or the Holy Spirit running through you. There's lots of different terms from lots of different disciplines, but the energy is the same. It's that creative force within a woman. A sensual woman allows that to really underlie everything that she does, and it kind of touches her life with a little bit of magic in some regards.
And you were talking before about how sensual women are not impulsive. And I really appreciated this.
Yeah. There's a difference between impulsivity and spontaneity. So if you're impulsive, you just say yes to anything or no to things without really thinking them through. But the spontaneous woman knows who she is, what she loves. And when those opportunities arise out of the blue, maybe they arise unplanned, she stops what she's doing and says yes. to those things that she knows are going to enrich her life or enrich the lives of others. So it's an informed, conscious decision. It makes life really magical.
Yeah, and she has to be tuned in order to do that. And really, you're talking about making responsible choices rather than, you know, indiscriminate decisions that are reactive.
Absolutely. It's fun to be spontaneous like that. But you know, it's different from impulsivity. Impulsivity will get you into trouble. You'll miss things that are important to you when you're impulsive. But when you're spontaneous, you're letting the things go that aren't really all that important to you. You're creating those magic moments that make life worth living. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, it really does require that you're aligned. So as you were talking about, when opportunities present themselves, you are attuned or aligned, and you can connect with that being so right for you, which yes. is where that yes would come from.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned the yes and the no. So a sensual woman has a yes that truly means yes, because she also has a no. That's which really is important.
So important. And in practice, I very, very frequently see people who struggle to say no, both mm-hmm. men and women really struggle to say no. And does that ever get in their way?
Yeah, it does. You got to be able to really say does. No. And there's a certain amount of discomfort that goes with saying no. We worry about disappointing somebody else or creating a problem for somebody else. And of course, we don't want that to happen. But when we let that no be no, we create this trust that other people can have in us. So that when we say yes, we really mean it and they can trust that. And that's important. That creates a meaningful, sensual life.
Yeah, and we can trust it. The sensual woman can trust herself.
Yeah.
And yeah, because she can allow her yes to be yes and her no to be no. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you can't allow your yes to be really genuinely true, then the meaning of it is lost. And it like the power dissipates and it is untrustworthy. I've been on the other end of that a lot of times and been on both sides of the equation, really, of someone who's attempting to make me feel better by saying something that isn't quite true.
Right.
And maybe it makes you fleetingly feel better for a second, but it's also you're left with that. Yes.
Yeah.
You're left right. with that. Wait a minute. Now I can't fully trust you feeling.
Yeah, you're not being truthful with me. And so it doesn't feel good. Yeah, yeah. It's a high price to pay. Just let the yes be yes and the no be no. Yeah.
Yes.
So here's the question that's on everybody's mind. This is what people ask me. And that is, is a sensual woman a sexy woman? And is a sexy woman a sensual woman? And what's the difference? So I would
say. Are you asking me?
Well, I'll just throw it out there for you and me to ping pong, because I think you have a real good grasp on this. I think that a sensual woman is always sexy. Yes. But a sexy woman is not necessarily a sensual woman.
I'm on board with that.
You'd agree with that? Yeah.
I would agree with that.
What do you think?
Because a sexy woman may not necessarily be in touch with herself. She mm-hmm. may not necessarily be in control of herself. But a sensual woman would be. A sensual woman would be grounded and confident and in truth.
Yes, we can be sexy on a surface level. You know, we can look at magazines and see the plumped up lips and the tight clothing and the thigh high boots. And, you know, we can create that appearance for ourselves as women and come off as sexy. And we can also tempt men or sexual partners. We can do that in attempt to create some kind of fulfillment in something that's empty within us. So yeah, you can be sexy without being sensual. But the difference is that a sensual woman, because she knows herself And because she's confident in who she is, and because she can let her yes be yes and her no be no, and because she can be spontaneous, and because she's fully in touch with her senses, that's always attractive. Mm-hmm. That is never not attractive. And that will always attract positive experiences into our lives. And that's, it's sexy. It's sexy when we step into our truth.
Yeah. You had mentioned someone, maybe you could talk a little bit about it, about the truth being erotic, an erotic experience. I love that.
Truth is an erotic experience. And I think we've all had this experience, but we don't talk about it very much, that when we step into a moment of being really authentic with who we are, there's a rush of energy that comes through us. And it comes through the genitals and up into the heart. And it's not the same experience as wanting a sexual encounter, an encounter of intercourse. But it's definitely an experience that makes us feel alive. It makes my mouth water when I think about it. It makes me feel sassy. It makes me feel on my game. And it's an erotic sensation to have that feeling. That's the life force moving through us. And that's the one thing that I think is missing for most women here, especially as we get older, that the sense of sexy energy that runs through us, it's not about attracting a partner.
It's not about what we look like.
It's not about what we look like. It's about living who we really are in the world. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is an erotic experience for sure. Yeah. So you were also talking about the parts of ourselves that we have to reclaim or reawaken. Can you talk a little bit about that? And how does that go with the definition of being a sensual woman?
I feel like our culture teaches us, you know, throughout our life, our culture defines for us what sensuality means. Like, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? And if it's defined as a bad thing by anyone within our culture while we're growing up, then we learn to cut off or disconnect from certain aspects of who we are. Mm. So then that becomes lost. These parts of us become lost. And we can't be in touch any longer with our senses. You know, one of the things I hear frequently, and actually I heard growing up too, was, you know, it was a criticism to be too sensitive. Don't be so sensitive. Mm. Don't be too sensitive.
Yeah.
But what does sensitive mean? Well, right? It means that we're in touch with our senses. Isn't that a good thing?
Isn't that a good thing?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's because the adults in our lives didn't know how to teach us what to do when we're having that moment of sensitivity.
So that's true.
Just stop doing it is easier than, okay, here are all the skills that you can employ to really enjoy what's happening for you. Or to milk that sensation and go deeper into it, or to turn it around and to use it for something that helps you to develop your passion in your life. You know, they want you to make your bed and do your chores and get to school on time.
Right. I'm not mad at them because really, you know, they don't know either. So that's what we're all doing here is learning together.
Yes. All right. I love this. So let's go ahead and move into chapter 2, reasons why it's important to be a sensual woman. Okay, so I feel like we've really covered the gamut of what a sensual woman looks like. So let's talk more about why it's important for us to be sensual women. Let's talk about 8 reasons why it's important to be a sensual woman.
Okay. 8.
8.
Number one.
What's number one? Is,
I think it's our birthright to be whole, to be connected to our wholeness. It's our birthright to be a sensual woman who's whole.
Yeah, for sure. I believe that we are created, and I don't think that the creator would create us with all these aspects of ourselves that we never get to express. Like, what's the point of that? It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make sense to me either.
No, and the journey of reclaiming all these missing parts of ourselves, or reawakening, or maybe even awakening for the very first time to these beautiful aspects of ourselves, or the challenging ones, or the strength that we didn't know. I mean, all of that is delicious. It's such a marvelous journey. And I agree with you, it is our birthright to be whole. And I also think that it's a spiritual discipline. It's a gift that we give back to the one who created us. When we say, yes, thank you. Thank you for making all these aspects of me. And now I'm going to live them. Let's see what happens. Yes.
And in order to do that, number two, is that we have to remove the clutter. It's sort of like, you know, we have to deal with the blocks that are in the way in order to really connect with that birthright to our wholeness. And that's a little bit like the hard work of clearing the path, or clearing away the clutter that's in the way.
Mm-hmm. It's hard
work, but as you were mentioning before, it's good work.
It is good work. Mm-hmm. And I think we've all had this experience of being with someone, especially an older woman, who just feels wise and loving. Mm-hmm. Twinkly and sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, she's done her work. She's removed the clutter. She's removed what's in the way, and she's reclaimed the missing parts of herself. And there's a pricelessness about it.
That's absolutely.
Reason number three, a sensual woman is best able to help other people because of the work that she has done. She can be of best service to other women and other, well, not just women, but her community. It's important for us to step into the fullness of who we are so that we can love others deeply and feel their love. When our glass is full, then we can be there for other people. So that's important.
Yes, and you call that the bodhicitta.
Bodhicitta, yeah, that's the Taoist tantric term for it, of being our best selves so we can be of best service.
Love that.
Yeah.
So reason number four would be a sensual woman is self-aware, and she's aware of her own needs, and she can take responsibility for her own needs. She can take care of herself. She doesn't ignore herself for others.
Mm-hmm.
Which would lead her to feeling resentful and depleted and sick.
Yes. Yeah, we can create this sense of irritability or of anger, of resentment when we're running on empty. We feel like we just have to give and give and give and give, but we haven't taken that time to connect to our sensual selves, then we're not doing anybody any good.
No, we're not doing anyone any favors.
Yeah. And then you end up with burnout. You know, if you keep that up long enough, you end up burning out, and then you really can't be of service to other people. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number five, sensual women who are really in balance attract a healthy masculinity to themselves. And I love this. When women are in their full sensuality, they allow the men around them to be in their full masculinity, and it creates this marvelous little balance, this give and take, this back and forth that feels right. And this is a tantric idea that light goes with dark, that wet goes with dry, that the sun goes with the moon. So it's a law. These aspects that we see repeated throughout all of nature and all of creation, that when you are fully in one polarity, the opposite polarity comes to you. So sensual women create this opportunity for healthy masculine energy to come into their lives. And who of us hasn't been in a toxic relationship with men who are not good for us, or partners who are not good for us? So as we step into our own sensuality, we are really encouraging the relationships in our lives to also be healthy.
Mm-hmm. And could you, I've just heard people before say to me, you know, or worry about the terminology of feminine energy or masculine energy. They feel a little bit stressed hearing those terms. And really, you're talking about the concept of complements that that exist within all of us. It's not just a woman attracting a man. It's right. The energy. So could you talk a little bit more about that? I think that it would dispel the fears people have that it's like woo-woo or new age or something.
Yeah, no, it isn't woo-woo or new age. It's pretty much, it is science. So we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. We all have masculine traits and feminine traits within us. And we have to balance those masculine and feminine traits. Most women identify with more with feminine energy. Most men identify more with masculine energy, although that isn't always the case with everyone. But sensual women will understand whether they identify as feminine or masculine. And then they will fully develop that feminine side within them. It's like being left-handed or right-handed. We gear towards feminine energy or we gear towards masculine energy, but we still have the opposite complement within us. You got two hands. Maybe one of them you're more prone to use more often, but you still have a left hand and you still have to develop skills with your left hand so you can live in the world and be balanced. The same is true for our energy.
Yeah, that actually is a great analogy. Yes.
Yeah.
Because but there's not a better or a worse, you know, it's not like feminine energy or feminine traits are better than or lesser than, and masculine traits are not better than or lesser than.
No.
They're all important and they're all part of who we are, and we want to be able to claim all of who we are, as we've been talking about.
You have to. Yeah. You can't have one without the other. I mean, pure feminine energy without any masculine energy is completely out of balance. And the same is true for pure masculine energy. It leans towards toxicity and dysfunction and dysregulation. So we have to be in balance with ourselves. Hmm. It's a big, important reason to be a sensual woman, to be in balance with yourself.
Yes, ma'am. And, and then a sixth reason is that a sensual woman can create a safe space for people to be themselves around her, because she's being herself and she's safe within herself to be herself. Mm-hmm. She's grounded. Yeah. So she creates safety for people around her to be who they are.
Yeah. I think this goes back to what you were saying earlier about being told, you know, don't be so sensitive.
Yes.
So the adult, whoever told you that, wasn't in touch with the sensual side of life, wasn't in touch with all the parts of themselves. So they weren't able to help you be in touch with all those parts of yourself. Well, a sensual woman is in touch with those parts of herself. So she creates that safe place for people to be who they really are with her. And that's such a precious gift.
I don't even know that's a priceless gift.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Reason number seven, a sensual woman has healthy boundaries. It's important to be a sensual woman so that you can develop those healthy boundaries of not letting people run you over, of not putting up with abuse, but putting your foot down and creating that safe space for yourself physically and emotionally, and teaching people how to treat you with respect.
Right. And, you know, like any one of these things that we're talking about, we could talk about for a whole hour.
For hours.
I mean, we're just like, we're just glossing over the surface, really. So boundaries would be one of those things. We could talk about that in great detail. And of course we will. Yes. Just not today.
We will. Do you want to give reason number eight?
Yes. So a sensual woman can invite others to experience pleasure. And you have such a great example of this. You were at my house.
I was at your house.
Yes. And
your very loved cat jumped into my lap.
Yes.
Now, one thing I know about myself is that I love animals, and I find it an honor when an animal will jump into my lap or wants any kind of affection or gives me that attention. So as a sensual woman, I stopped what we were doing and gave my attention to your kitty and scratched her ears and loved on her and took that opportunity to for your cat and me to enjoy each other. And you saw us doing that.
Yes. And yeah, and it was an important moment. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that created a pleasure experience for you to watch me and your cat enjoying one another.
It did. Yeah. And it was an important moment because it spoke to this that we're talking about, that like, oh, a sensual woman can invite somebody else into a moment of their own pleasure too. And that was what that moment was for me, watching you. And not just watching you, but also like you were voicing it. You were talking about, oh, this is so lovely. And then as you were doing that, I was able to connect to that as well. Mm-hmm. And it was just really a cool moment.
Yeah. Cool moments follow sensual women around.
Yes. And you know, we weren't talking like so far, we're not talking about sex. We're not talking about what a woman looks like. We're not talking about what image she has. We're not talking about any of that.
No, because that's not what it's about. All right. Chapter three. Okay. So chapter three, let's talk about what is in the way of being a sensual woman. Ticey, just do it. Just.
Okay. Just do it. Me and Nike.
Don't you just love yourself, Ticey?
Yes.
Just
so. What's in the way is largely our conditioning, you know, from very early in our lives, our families of rearing, our religious organizations, our schools, our larger, wider cultures. They imprint us or condition us to belong. Like we have to fit in with this conditioning in order to belong and be approved of.
Yeah.
You know, and all kids need to belong and all kids need to have the experience of being approved of. Or in order to do that, they will cut off aspects of who they are in order to belong and fit in and be accepted by. And they must do that. You know, that's part of our early development. And then later in life, we really have to look to see what are those parts we cut off just to belong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea of creating the belonging isn't the bad part.
No.
We all have to learn to get along with others and live in society, but the sacrifices that we make because our culture is a little bit dysfunctional as it socializes us
a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, and that's why I was teasing you with it. Just love yourself. Because you can't, you know, it's a lot of work that's involved in reclaiming those missing aspects of yourself.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's totally doable work, you know?
It is. And it feels good. It is so wonderful when you open up this lost part of yourself, when you recreate something, and there's tears, there's epiphany, there's that good feeling of, okay, this is important to me, and this is how I want to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good feeling.
I think it's an incredibly good feeling, very, very powerful feeling. Yes.
Yes. So we need to learn skills.
We do. Well, yeah. And you know how you hear from many people now that what we need to be able to do is learn to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because it's easy.
It's easy, right. Just love yourself. When you can love yourself, you can love others. It starts sounding really cliche.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. And it's actually a lot of hard work, but it is good work. So we can learn these skills for getting in touch with our bodies and our psyches. We can learn skills for dealing with our emotions. Being a sensual woman is a skill. It is a set of skills. And all sensual women, all women can learn these skills. It's not like it's crazy out of the box stuff. But one thing that does get in people's way, I think, is fear. Sometimes it is terrifying to look into the darker places of yourself or to reclaim these lost places of yourself because there's a lot of pain associated there. And sure. That fear gets in people's way. This is why it's hard to become a sensual woman all by your lonesome.
Oh, totally. And why it's so important to have guidance and people who've been through that dark tunnel themselves and can, you know, they've gone through the tunnel. They know exactly what the terrain and territory is and what you're going to trip over so they can guide you.
Yes.
You need which is what we are.
Yes.
Yes.
You need a community. You need a really good therapist like Ticey, and you need a Dakini like me.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit, Ticey, about one of the things that you do in therapy as far as learning to get in touch with your body and psyche and dealing with your emotions? What's a quickie little skill?
Okay. Yes. Well, one of the assessment tools I like to use is, I call it looking under every rock. And basically it's just the idea that any given problem could have a whole many different streams kind of connected to it. There could be all kinds of sources to the same problem. So we look under all the rocks for the many different sources. So we might look to, life stressors that somebody's experiencing, or health issues that might be happening currently, relationship, what's going on in their relationships. We might look at trauma history or just history in general. We'll look at cultural messages the person's had. So there's many. I'm just scratching the surface. But we look under all these different rocks to see what we can mine for, you know, what's in the way of this person's, whatever the specific problem might be. Mm. So if it's getting in touch with the sensual self, well, there's all these possible sources to that. And we want to find each and every one so that we can clean those up and allow the person to reclaim who they are.
Ah, oh, that's such good work. So, and I love that you come at it from that angle, and then Tantra comes at it from another angle. So while therapy is exploring all the rabbit holes there of the psyche, the Tantra comes at it from the other angle and really celebrates what it is to be a sensual woman. And I'm thinking about the yoni steaming that we will do. So in Tantra, we believe that the yoni, or the women's genitalia, and that refers to ovaries, uterus, the vulva, and not only the physical aspects of our genitals, but of the mystery of a woman's sexuality. So we believe that system, that female system there is sentient, that it is alive. And furthermore, we believe that it is directly connected to the divine. So it's a direct portal to the one who created it. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we do is called yoni steaming. And that's putting your naked pussy over a bowl of steaming herbs. And these herbs are specially designed to support women's health. So they'll be antifungal, antibacterial. They'll be extra moisturizing. There's roses in there just because roses and women go together. Reflect the joy of being a woman. And as we sit over that bowl of steam, the medicinal properties of the herbs are absorbed into the tissues of the vulva, and they promote the vaginal health. But just by pampering and celebrating the fact that we have this beautiful yoni, it amplifies our ability to hear her talking to us, to hear your yoni talking to you. She may have wisdom for you. She may have answers to questions that you've been asking for a long time, but she's connecting you with the divine. And it is a mystery how it happens. It's kind of one of those things of, well, how do you describe swimming to somebody? It's kind of hard. You just have to get in the water and experience swimming for yourself. And much of Tantra and the women's work that we do in Tantra is like that. You have to experience it for yourself in order to understand your own inner mystery.
And I can really, I really connect to what you're saying. And when I first did that exercise with you, initially I didn't really understand either, I think is what I'm trying to say. When you invited me to do it, I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. I'll see how that goes. But it was far more interesting than I expected it to be. And there really isn't any way to explain it.
Yeah.
You just have to experience it and be guided through it, which you do a beautiful job of guiding someone through it. And it truly was very spiritual for me. Mm-hmm. So I thank you. And this is part of why I want to collaborate with you.
Oh, I feel the same way about you, Ticey, because we are more than just a mystery. You know, we're also a psyche, and you are the expert at going into those, the nooks and crannies of our psyche and understanding it. So when you put the two together, it creates this very powerful experience of stepping into being a sensual woman.
I actually even really like that phrase, stepping into, because I would say that I am not 100% always in that space.
No,
no,
it's a lifestyle. It's not, and I'm so glad you brought that up. It's not a finish line that you cross. Yeah. Yay, I'm a sensual woman now. I have my degree, my diploma. It's how we live life.
Yes. And it's ongoing. It's ongoing work. And some days I'm more aligned with it than other days, or some hours I'm more aligned with it than other hours.
So true. You just
but the cool thing is, as I learn more and more, you know, I can step into, and that's something that I love.
You step into it. I love that too. All right, my dear friend, we are out of time. So if women want to learn more about being a sensual woman, where can they go?
Well, they can reach me through my website, which is www.counselingwithticey.com. And you are also welcome to call me at 970-609-0400.
And they can go to my website too. It's livingintantra.com, or you can call me at 970-242-5094. And that's all for now.
See you next time.